feel. That hawk broke to that click drill. One shot to that one kill. One toe tag, one back seal. Show the streets with that old feel. That hawk broke to that click drill. One shot to that one kill. One toe tag, one back seal.
Let's go.
Make room. Power 107.6. The truth. Breaking records daily. Don't stop.
You are listening to On The Grind Live on Power 107.6. The truth.
Yeah. This be the G Shaw Cypher. We get ready to tune in to Jet Jenkins right now. We're just going to get up with this artist. Let's go ahead and call and see what's really good.
Hello.
What's going on? This is B. Shaw Cypher for Power 107.6, The Truth. Is this Jet Jenkins?
Yes, this is.
How you doing? I appreciate you taking the time out with us. How you doing today?
Of course, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I can't complain. Listen, we want to definitely talk about what you got going on. So tell the people on Power 107.6 The Truth where you from.
Yes, I'm from Dallas, Texas. I grew up there, but now I'm living in Brooklyn, New York, and I've lived here for about 2 years attending college.
That's cool. You know, it was cool. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Are you in Brooklyn College? Is that where you at?
No, I'm at Pratt Institute.
Okay, cool. So what are you studying there?
Yeah. I'm a creative writing major.
That's what's up. So within your major. So tell the people, if someone was to really, ask, say, Jet Jenkins, what type of music do you do, and they ready to press the button and listen to your music, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that it's an indie pop vibe with a little bit of punk to it.
Definitely. So how did you get into the music business? Like, what drove you to the music business?
Well, I grew up doing musical theater and didn't really like it, but I liked the singing part of it. And I started writing songs during a hard period of my life, trying to deal with emotions, and I came to really love it. And music helped me through that. And that's kind of what I want to do with my music. So,
right.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's good to hear. You know, one of the things I like to, really understand is when you name yourself within the business, once you solidify what your name is going to be, that's going to be your brand. Is Jet Jenkins your real name, or if not, how did you come up with that as your brand name?
It's actually my real name. I just wanted to stick with it.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you know what? You know what's real good about that? That you stepping up front with your real name. You know what I mean? I like that as well. And people know who you are. So talk to us about, your vibe when you're recording. Like, do you have to have a specific vibe in the studio, or you can just walk in there and start creating records?
I think the vibe we usually go for is like a very cozy, intimate one, kind of dim lighting, and we all just kind of chat for like 30 minutes beforehand just to get comfortable before we start doing the work.
So you said we, so are you with like a, not just a producer, but maybe are you with a band or anything? Like, do you do any, live recording with instruments?
I don't do live recording, but my vocal coach is there, and she kind of picks out and runs the whole show.
Right. I can definitely understand that. Like, how, when you first started recording, can you remember the first song you ever made?
Yes, the first song I ever made is still one of my favorite songs. It's City and Anger. It was really hard to get comfortable recording, but we worked through it, and that song has just a really powerful voice to it that took a lot of work to get through, but once we got comfortable, I think it really came together.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. you know, in the business that you're in today, who would you say in music, music wise, you look up to in this business?
Oh, I look up to so many people. The band Wolf Alice is a big inspiration to me. Fiona Apple, Blondie, PJ Harvey, so many people. Yeah.
Right. No. That's cool. What about those artists help you become the artist you are today?
I think because they're just all female artists and, or they were the female front woman of an all male band, and right. they just kind of spoke their voice and never apologized for any of the music they made.
Yeah. And you never should be apologetic for that. You should just go do your, you know, put out the music you feel like you want to put out, you know, feelings and things like that. You want to get that out. And, you know, it's definitely important to, you know, express yourself. And if music is the way to do it, or that you choose to do it, you should be able to, you know, say what you want in your songs. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we got this song that we want to play, you know, a little later. I want to ask you about. It's called Out in the Streets. So talk to me about that song and, you know, who, you know, how did the concept for that song come about?
Yeah, that song is a cover of Blondie's song Out in the Streets. We did a cover EP of a bunch of my favorite artists as right. kind of an homage to them. And I always looked up to Debbie Harry, and I wanted to bring out a song that was more underground of hers instead of one of the big hits. And this one was just really impactful to me and one I've always loved.
Was it easy to record that track knowing, you know, knowing that it's a cover of someone that you really look up to, or did you take your time in making sure that, you know, this came out the way you really wanted it?
I definitely took my time. We did a bunch of different takes with different vibes to them, and we kind of just sifted through them and found what felt the best to us. That was still bringing it into a new age and era while keeping it somewhat true to the original song.
No, I can definitely understand that. We're going to play that in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, what else about the song is important to you that also made you want to, cover it?
I think just the message of the song is more of like a story of a relationship and one that really spoke to me that I wanted to recreate.
That makes sense. So do me a favor. We get ready to play this track right now. Give me a good intro so we can get the people ready to hear it.
Okay. This is Out in the Streets by Jet Jenkins.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Jet Jenkins, Out in the Streets. We're going to get to it, and we're going to make sure people hear it. Let's go.
This is Power 107.6.
Turn it up.
Dropping a new joint. The Truth World Premiere.
He don't hang around with the gang no more. He don't do the wild things that he did before.
Street.
Yeah, that was Chet Jenkins out in the streets. I love the arrangement of that record. It really sound like, you know, did you have the band in there when you recreated that? Did you actually have the band in there when you recreated it?
No, we didn't. We recorded all of the band instruments beforehand, and then we went in and did the vocals.
Right. So how long does that take? Like, I'm usually in studios and I'm not around a lot of the band pieces of it, right? It's just being a producer, you know what I mean? Especially in the genre that I'm in, like, you know, hip hop. So talk to me about, like, how long does that arrangement take before you ready to get in there and make it happen?
I'd say it takes like a month or two, just trying to get everything together.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? You would, you know, music, you know, the perfect song and music, it definitely takes time to get it the way you need to. And sometimes it takes that long to get it fresh. You know, I know some artists that spend, you know, a long time on one song, right? Just to make sure it gets right. And then they might leave and come back and then try to get back into it. So, you know, I definitely like that song. One thing about our station, we had an opportunity to play multiple genres. So I could definitely, you know, I love hearing that type of music on this station as well as, you know what I mean, any other music that comes through. But, you know, Jet, what else? What do you have any, you know, you said you did a cover or an EP or something along those lines of some of the favorite songs that you like, right? So do you have it out on Spotify? Do you have any, like, full projects or just singles?
It's a full EP project of 5 songs that are covers, and they're on all streaming platforms.
Yeah, definitely. I need to make sure y'all go check that out. You know, Jet Jenkins on all streaming platforms. You know, when was the last time you actually performed in front of an audience, and tell me what that experience was like?
I think the last time I performed was back in the fall. I'm kind of taking a break now, but for the past year and a half or so since I've been living in New York, I've been doing a few shows a month, which was a little hard at first, just with kind of stage anxiety, but just practicing and doing them consistently is what got me more comfortable on stage and what made me love doing it.
You know, when I was one of the things my parents used to tell me, or at least coaches and people that I talk to, you know, I used to play basketball a lot, and I'm an artist too. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, I used to be told was, hey, you know, especially like when I was on a basketball court, they'll say, you when you're on a free throw line shooting those free throws, and a lot of people booing at you, or they looking at you looking real crazy. And, you know, you got to ignore them and just get the job done and just put your all in it. It's the same concept goes into standing on stage and doing your songs. You don't know what people are going to, you know, what people are going to do or how they're going to react. You just getting the job done to the best of your ability. So that's how I think about it on the stage. Listen, I'm going to give them my all. This is my record. This is what I, you know, like to do. And you either going to like it or you don't. But I'm going to make sure you understand that you can hear and see the passion. You get what I'm saying? So kind of think about that too. So, you know, over time, as you got more comfortable, is it easier for you, or do you still get a little antsy or anxiety right before you start? It's a little easier maybe, but do you still have that little anxiety before you start that first record?
Yeah, I definitely get a bit of anxiety still, but just doing them over and over has made me not be as anxious and more look forward to doing them.
Right. So what excites you about the performance? Is it the crowd that you're performing in front of? Is this the opportunity to introduce people to the song? You get what I'm saying? Is it just the adrenaline of being on stage? Like, you know, what's the excitement part of it for you?
I think it's definitely introducing new people to my songs, which is always so fun. And I love when I would get off stage and people would say that they like are now listening to my music because they saw it. That's always just such an amazing way to grow a community and connect with people.
Definitely. You know, networking is definitely important. You never know who's in the audience or, you know, whether that person can do something for you or whether that person, you know, they love the song, and then just by word of mouth, hey, you need to listen to this Jet Jenkins, you know, record that I listened to, or I saw her performing and I went to go to Spotify, and now they just, you know, transferring the song from people to people by word of mouth. And you grab an audience and a fan base like that. You know, have you ever ran into somebody that's, you know, that was just excited about, you know, what you had to offer from, you know, music perspective, and, you know, they wanted to provide some opportunity for you that you felt like was a good thing to pursue?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think. It was more just meeting new fans and getting new listeners.
So what do you see? Where do you see Jet Jenkins musically in the future? Like, what are you looking to accomplish?
I think I'm just looking to create music that I love that speaks to other people and just kind of just grow a community out of that.
So out of all the time that you've been doing music and really, you know, since the first record you recorded all the way up to the latest record you recorded, what do you feel like is the biggest lesson you've learned out of all of that?
I think it's to always speak your voice when creating music, because there have been times early on when I didn't really say what I liked or didn't like so explicitly. And I kind of regretted that. And now, you know, the hard work is made by doing it over and over again and just finding what you really love.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. Definitely agree with that. You know, if you can go back and change one thing about the music business that you don't like, but you know, you want to change, and you had the opportunity to only change one thing, what would that be?
That's an interesting question.
Doesn't have to be anything, just, you know? Yeah, it doesn't
honestly
have to be anything.
I think I just
love, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Concert so much, and I kind of just want to go back to having these more smaller concerts than big arenas, because I feel like you really get to connect with an artist when you're in those intimate spaces.
Right. The spaces where people can sit down and enjoy the performance, or they can stand up, but it's not, you know, it's not overly crowded. They can really enjoy and have the space to really get in tune with your music, right? And really, you know, quote unquote, touch the artist, right? And be close to them. I think that's, you know, having those settings will make it more personal for not just you, the artist, but the fan, you know, coming to see that artist. So I can definitely agree with that. One thing we always ask, this is On The Grind Live, this, you know, show that you on Power 107.6 The Truth. Grinding is something that's something that you consistently have to do in any facet of your life. So what does, you know, grind mean to you?
I think it just means to always keep working and do your best, even when you don't want to, because those can be those times where you really tap into undiscovered potential.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when it's all about stay consistent when you don't have motivation, right? When you're not motivated to do the music, go do the music anyway, because you're consistent, right? So I guess find that reason for making it happen. Find a reason for getting it done. And as long as you stick to that reason, you will always be consistent. So I can definitely understand that. Listen, where can the people find you on social media? You know, how can they get a hold of you? Got your own website, or do they just got to go through, you know, specific social media platforms?
You can find me on Instagram at Jet Jenkins Music, and I have a website, jetjenkins.com, that can send you to merch, all social media, and all music platforms.
Definitely, definitely. So if someone was to come to you and said, Jet, I'm following you. You know, I look up to you and I want to, you know, walk in your footsteps to, with my music, but I need some advice. What would be the first thing you tell them?
I'd tell them to be authentic to themselves and just to find something that they really love, because I think the passion for your own music is what's really important.
Definitely. Definitely. I think that's definitely important too. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want to get into the music business, but maybe too scared to take that first leap. And really it's just you, you know, just think of it as art, right? It's just audio art versus, you know, putting things on paper or showing a visual. So it's the audio turn to visual at some point when you do videos. So speaking of videos, do you have any videos that people can go check out of any of your songs or covers?
Yes, I have two music videos right now that are out, City and Anger, and today my Joyride music video just came out. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, talk more about that. Like, who's the director of that video? Like, give us a little bit. That way, you know, it'll make us go check it out. You know, talk to us about how you created the video, and then give us, you know, who was the director?
Yeah, the director was Hutch Crane. He's a really good family friend, incredibly talented. We shot it all on Kodak expired film, and I filmed with some of my best friends out in Texas and at my home, and it was just so much fun. And it's definitely shown in the video how much fun we were having just being together.
That is very cool. That is very cool. Make sure y'all go check that out. You know, she just put that out today. Jet Jenkins. Tell the people the name of the song one more time that they need to go search for.
Yes, the name is Joyride by Jet Jenkins.
Make sure you go check out Joyride by Jet Jenkins on YouTube. Go to her website. Let them know one more time what your website is.
JetJenkins.com.
Definitely go check that out, JetJenkins.com. Is there any shout outs you want to give to the people?
Yeah, I'd love to give a shout out to my mom, who's also my incredible manager, who's just supported me through everything.
Shout out to mom. I love the fact that, you know, a lot of artists I've been talking to lately, their parents are supporting their music dream. When I was coming up, you know, that my parents didn't automatically support it right away. It was more like, go to college, go to school. You got to do this. You got to do that. Music is not the way to go. But nowadays, the parents are really supporting and looking out. So shout out to your mom. You get what I'm saying? Is there any other support system for your music that you have, like managers and well, you said your mom's your manager, but like any other, you know, people part of your team that's helping Jet Jenkins, you know, take things to another level?
Yeah, my incredible producer, Nick Brown. I started working with him recently, and he just gets me and really wants to help in my music, and he's incredible.
Well, big shout out to Nick Brown. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Nick Brown. Listen, while you out there in Brooklyn doing what you need to do for school, you know, definitely keep it up. I'm proud of you. Keep grinding. Keep doing your thing on a daily basis. You in my city. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, but I'm in Jacksonville, Florida right now. So, you know, do your thing. When you get a chance, get out there and perform again. Let the people know those records are available and all that good stuff. Any last words for the people before we get out of here?
I just want to say thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Definitely, definitely. And listen, look out for the people that's just tuning in, because I see you in here. If you just missed it, we'll have it on our podcast platforms and all that for you soon. And, you know, just make sure that you check it out again. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you go check out in the streets, check out Joyride and all that good stuff. Listen, Jack, I appreciate you. Talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All righty.
You are listening to On The Grind Live on Power 107.6 The Truth.